my husband, and since my husband, why I sold the home out in the country. Many of my children were interested in it. And it was just too much to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
And so I sold it. And so it's still called.
Oh. Oh, goodness. So, shall we go on to the questions? Where?
If it's something I can.
Oh, I know you can answer them. What do you call the part of the day between about 3 and 4 p.m.? You might say, well, he's coming over this.
You before that, or no?
Oh, right around then.
All right. Well, I call that in the afternoon.
Okay. That's the sort of question it is, really simple yes. ones, but people answer them differently. And what about the time of day when the sun first comes up?
At dawn.
Okay. Do you ever call it anything else with, like? Well,
just say early morning or sunrise. Okay.
And what about when the sun goes down or disappears?
That's in the evening.
Okay. Do you ever call it
night?
Or sun?
Sunset. Where you? Okay. Yeah. Or say, well, it was just at sunset or just at sunrise. Just referring to some incident.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to see. Some people say sundown instead of sunset. And so we're trying to see, you know, who says what. I suppose there's been a storm, but the rain stops and the clouds go away and sun comes out. You might say that the weather is what?
The clouds are still cloudy.
No, they're going away.
Going away. It's clearing.
Okay. And what do you call a really hard rain that just lasts a few minutes?
Downpour.
Okay. And what about the shelf over the fireplace? What do you call it?
We call it the mantle. Okay.
And what about the things in the fireplace that the logs sit on?
What I call andirons.
Okay. That's what I call them too. And what about small pieces of wood that are used to start the fire?
Well, now then, most usually we would call it, refer to it as splinters, lightwood splinters.
Is there any difference between just plain lightwood and splinters?
Well, the lightwood is, you see the splinters, you have to cut those into more or less mangle them to make splinters so it'll catch easily. And so that's the way we would refer to it, as splinters as a child.
I see.
And so some would say kindling.
Oh, but it means the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. What about pieces of wood that have lots of fat in them so they start really easily?
Well, that's lightwood.
That's lightwood. And what do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it that you hang your clothes inside?
It's a clothes closet. Yeah.
And do you have a name for a closet that's movable, so you could move it from one room to another?
It would be the wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
One to hang would be the wardrobe. One to just with the drawers would be chest of drawers. You see, and that's movable.
I see.
Either of them.
Okay. What about the boards on the outside of the house that are overlapping and they like that?
That's weatherboard.
Okay. That was a word I wasn't familiar with at all till I came here.
You were.
I'm glad to know it. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the area right outside there where you were sitting? When we first came out.
That's a porch.
And do you have a name for a porch that doesn't have a roof?